Thanks for coming back to another episode of Real Talk with Bob and T. I'm Bob.
And I'm T.
What's going on, T? How you doing today?
Baby, I'm back.
All right. It's good to see you back.
Well, I mean, you see me every day. But I haven't been on the mic in like, what, 3 weeks?
It's been a little while.
It's been a while, but I'm back. I'm doing my own back dance.
All right. It's good to have you back.
Yes, yes, yes. So.
How you feeling today?
I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm okay.
That's good.
How about you?
I'm all right.
Good. You look good.
Oh, yeah. So do you.
Okay. That's all I wanted to hear.
Okay.
So, you know, it's been a while since I've done a what if.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to do a what if.
So what's on your mind?
A what if.
Okay.
So, Bob, what if? Say that you're getting married, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And your wedding is less than a week away.
Okay.
All right. Guests have started coming in from out of town, from your side of the family, her side of the family. You know, stuff is getting real. It's about to go down.
Joyous occasion.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So say here it is like 3 days before the wedding and you get a text from a number that you don't recognize.
Okay.
So the text says, I have explicit video of what your fiance did last night. You may want to meet me so that you can look at this.
Okay.
Okay. What do you do? Do you reply to the text? Do you ignore the text? What's going through your mind?
And this is how soon before the wedding?
3 days.
3 days.
3 days.
And
it has you baffled. Hold on. Let me put this in here. Because, you know, you talked to your fiance last night, which would have been the night that they're claiming that they have this video. And she was telling you that she wasn't feeling well. She had a real bad headache and she was just going to go to bed.
Okay. Well, yeah. Inquiring minds want to know.
So you want to know? You want to see the video?
I want to check it out.
So you're not going to wonder who sent you this text message?
I mean, I'm sure I will know that once, you know, or so they're just going to send me the videos.
No. You got to meet them to get the video.
Okay. So yeah, I'll meet them. I'll realize who it is once I meet them.
Wow, you're a little daredevil, aren't you?
Hey, it's nothing wrong with that. This is the person I'm about to spend the rest of my life with. Let me know. If you got something that I don't know, I want to know.
Wow, okay. So Bob is going to go meet them at the park.
Okay. I mean, I ain't saying I'm going to be by myself.
Well, you know? Yeah, I mean, that's not safe. I wouldn't recommend that. I wouldn't even recommend meeting them, but whatever. Do whatever you want to do.
Go on.
So you get to the park. You're looking around and you so happen to see like one of her friends.
All right.
At the park. And you're thinking like, dang, what's she doing here?
Yeah.
So she comes up to you and she's like, I was the one who sent you the text message. And I think that you need to sit down and look at this.
Okay.
So the video is definitely your fiance. And she is doing unthinkable things to another man. Things that she has never done with you. Things that she says she would never do with you.
But she doing it to another man.
That's a complete stranger.
Oh, that's a problem.
Stranger. I can't even get my words out. Stranger. Come on, help me out.
Stranger danger.
There we go.
Yeah. That's a problem. For real.
What are you going to do? What are you going to say to a friend? What are you going to do? How are you going to handle this? Mind you, family is here.
I mean, I'm going to ask the friend, like, what is this about? When was this?
And she tells you that this happened the night before.
The night before. I mean, what was this? This looks like maybe a bachelorette party or something.
It was the girls, a couple of girls got together. It wasn't a bachelorette party. They just decided they were going to a strip club. And they end up getting a private room or whatever the case may be. And this is what happened.
Oh, no. I mean, you know, me personally, I could care less about family coming in, different things like that.
Well, wait, what do you mean you could care less about family coming in?
I mean, for a wedding or whatever like that. I mean, this is a huge monkey wrench
Yeah.
And that whole planning of a wedding, because apparently the person I thought I was marrying, who said that she wouldn't even do all these things to me, is apparently doing these things to a stranger or somebody, maybe somebody she's known longer than me.
So, for one, would it make you feel a certain way? Because, I mean, you've done everything for this woman. I mean...
Yeah, it'd make me trip out on her girl, because her girl dammed her up.
Well, yeah, that's a horrible friend. That's a bad friend. But she said she did it because she felt as though the girl didn't deserve you.
Okay, so she wants you then. So she,
well, just because she said that she didn't deserve you. I mean, she can honestly be a good person. Okay. Just, you know, after seeing this and she sees everything that you've done for the girl, maybe true heartedly, she probably says, like, she does not deserve, this man doesn't deserve to be in a situation like this.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean she wants you. Everybody don't want that, you, Bob.
That, hey, well, you know, that, yeah, that marriage is not going down. We're going to have to stop that right there.
So what are you going to tell the fiance? Now, mind you, she said that she had a headache. Now, would you think, okay, could this be an old video? Because I know the first thing you said was maybe the friend wants you. Could it have been an old video that she's showing you because she does want you? I mean, or would you just go straight to the, I can't believe this happened?
Can't believe this happened. Mm-hmm. Whether it happened in the past, whether it happened yesterday, whether it happened 2 months ago, 6 months ago. I mean, because these are things that you already told me that I'm not going to be partaking in, you know?
Okay.
So you're already and on your own video doing these things to somebody else.
So
that's a problem.
Even if it happened a year ago, you know, before you guys met, you still would have an issue with it?
You know what? I would have an issue with you saying it's not going to happen for me.
You can't get it to wait.
And you had it on video, you know? And I saw you with that shirt on yesterday.
Oh, my
God. You know, so this is current. She might have had on the jewelry or something. You know, I'm paying attention to the video.
Well, yeah, very detailed. Yeah.
Right. But you got to pay attention to those things. I mean, that just is not right at all. What you gonna do?
So, but hold on, before we even get into me, what are you gonna tell her? I mean, you got people here. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Grandma and them came down and, you know, they all getting excited.
I've changed my mind.
What?
You know, I got cold feet. I changed my mind.
Would you leave her at the altar?
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to just tell her beforehand.
Really?
I got cold feet. I changed my mind. This is not going down.
Why?
Because I changed my mind.
Why did you change your mind?
Just not feeling it right now.
What the heck? You can't go into a marriage, go into something 3 days before the marriage bomb and be like, I'm not feeling it. You got to give an explanation.
That is my explanation.
That's a sorry explanation.
Okay. So would you rather me tell you that your friend came to me with a video of you?
I personally want to know the truth. Yeah.
Well, the truth is I changed my mind.
So you're protecting the friend?
No, I'm not protecting anybody. Because you weren't trying to protect me when this video came out. So believe me, I'm hurt too.
I know. That's got to be hurtful to see something like that, though, for real.
I mean, so yeah, I'm not going to ghost her. I'm going to let her know. It's just not going to go down. And I'm not going to leave her at the altar. I mean, that's just dog.
Yeah, that's like an embarrassment, not only to you, but I mean, that has to be like an embarrassment to your family, to everybody. That's kind of wrong.
I'm just let her know it ain't happening.
Mm. All right.
So, now, UT, if you just so happen to see those incriminating video footage or whatever like that, how about you? How do you handle something like that?
Oh, it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be pretty at all.
So I took the high road, apparently. Apparently, I took the high road. So apparently, you want to go a little bit low.
See, I would think about, like, you know what, just let it go through up to the wedding day, and just at the altar, just say, no, I don't. And this is the reason why. But then I would have to think about his family. You know what I'm saying? His parents, his whatever, whoever's there. I couldn't put that video up on a big screen so everybody can see how low he is.
Okay.
Even though that's probably what I would want to do.
Okay.
But I would probably, at rehearsal, just be like, this isn't going to happen. And this is the reason why. I wouldn't tell him who showed me the video.
Right.
Because I wouldn't want to jeopardize their friendship. I mean, because obviously the friend is looking out for me. But I'm going to show you the video and be like, this is why. And you can't deny that it's not you. Because, I mean, like you said, I'm looking at everything. I'm looking at the shirts, even though videos can be altered.
How's my lookalike? I don't know what you're talking about.
Man, I was about to say some wrong words right there. Your lookalike.
Everybody got them.
Dude, please. Go on. You know what I'm saying? I invested all this time, and for you to sit here and do this, but then you tell me you won't do this, but you're doing this to her. Who is she? First off, how long has it been going on? And if it's just somebody that you met that night, you are definitely not the person I want to be with.
Okay.
It's a done deal. This wedding is about to turn into a party. We're going to still get together because we didn't pay for it. I don't know what you're going to do, but I don't want to see you. You know what I'm saying? Your people's going to be there, whatever. I don't want to see you.
So the wedding that used to be is now a party?
It's now a party. A party for me, not
falling. Oh, you mean a reception?
The wedding reception. Well, I don't care what y'all want to do. Somebody want to get married? I mean, church hall already paid for, but the reception would turn into a party.
Okay.
I dodged the bullet party.
Okay.
But yeah, I would just be thinking the big screen, but I don't want his mama and his grandmama sitting over there crying. Looking at that baby boy, like he's so nasty.
Oh my goodness.
I wouldn't do that. I would want to, but I wouldn't do it.
So see, I see how you think. You just take the low road.
How is that low? Know?
I mean, you want to take the low road.
I want to, but I wouldn't.
You know?
I think about it in my daydreams.
Michelle told us to go high.
And I'm with her all day. But on this one right here, I'm going to have to go medium. Because there's no way. I mean, that's just dog. Especially if I done did everything for you. And then you can. And then it makes you wonder, like, well, why are you even getting married if you can't do these things that you're doing in the video with your spouse?
I mean, well, you know... the person might have been under the influence of alcohol or whatever like that.
Would that make a difference?
You know? No.
What if they got slipped something?
Then you probably going to be knocked out.
Well, if you get slipped something, does it knock you out or does it make you do wild things?
I don't know, actually. I guess it depends on what you get slipped.
Okay, what if they got slipped something that made them do wild things?
No. See, I just it just wouldn't sit well with me.
Why? Because every time you look at him, you'll be thinking about what you saw.
Maybe. It just wouldn't sit well with me. And if we did get together and things start going south, or anytime things start going bad, I would go back to that really? In my mind. And I'm like, I should have never got into this because of that.
So would it make you feel insecure?
No, it wouldn't make me feel insecure. I mean, it would just make me think they filed and I was foolish and dumb for getting into it after I had saw what I saw.
Yeah. Like I said, I would feel bad, but I would feel worse for like the family and the people that are coming in that then invested their money coming to see this wedding. But then this fool want to act a fool. And
right, because you know, I'm gonna tell my people why. Because you know,
it's gonna be a definitely. I'm telling my mom and aunts all question. Day. I'm it's showing the video too.
As of why?
So next time y'all see him, make sure you give him the side eye. But I wouldn't blast him like that in front of his family. My family, y'all after the party,
they definitely will get an explanation of why things went down like that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
All right. So Bob is just dumping a person. I'm daydreaming, leaving him at the altar.
It's over. See, but you notice that Bob took the high road.
Why do you keep saying that?
And T took the low road. And she wanted to even take a lower road. She wanted to take a little access ride. Access ride.
Please, man.
All right.
People's feelings.
Yeah, all right.
But
what's up?
We have a new thing, don't we?
A new thing. Okay.
Do you want to know a new thing, Bob?
What would that be?
They can catch us every Monday morning.
That's right. You can catch us every Monday morning from 8 a.m.
At
8 a.m. and 8 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time.
On Live 365 on 216 The Blend. That is our new home. 216 The Blend on Live 365.
Right. And old school hip hop R&B.
Old school hip hop R&B.
And podcast.
And a little something for everybody. Check it out, everybody, and enjoy.
All right. What else you got?
So.
They can also catch us.
Huh?
They can also catch us on. I know it's been a while.
On
Instagram.
Yeah. On Instagram at @real_talkbt. And we're on just about every social media platform at Real Talk with Bob and T. And you can always reach out to us about what you would do in situations like this that me and T talk about at Real Talk with Bob and T. We would love it at gmail.com. We would love to hear what your feedback and opinion is on some of the things that we talk about. Okay? So as always, everybody, live love. Laugh and pray.
Enjoy, y'all.